I went up to participate in Dublin. There was players from Belfast and Dublin and a new group in Dundalk, but I don't think they had any in my category. I had to play against all of their players and I won. So.
What attracted you to tennis?
It was just Shane Hayes mentioned tennis.
From the Sligo Sports Partnership.
Yes, he mentioned it. He's put on a thing down the IT. And I just thought, why not for a laugh, see how badly this will look. Like tennis of all sports, a thing coming through the air. How is a blind person supposed to hear that? Yeah. But it went very well. I just really enjoyed it from the second I went out. It just clicked with me.
Can you explain what your visual disability is? Are you completely blind or visually impaired?
I am classified as completely blind now, but before I went to the Worlds the first time, I would have taught myself to be visually impaired, but it was defined for me at the Worlds as fully blind. So,
I was watching you play tennis a few moments ago, and the ball has a bell in it.
Yes. I have to listen out for that. In my category, I get 3 bounces, and I have to be at the ball at the 3rd bounce to hit it back. But if I'm there earlier, I can attempt to hit it.
How much getting used to did that take when you started this?
A long time. I was barely even able to hit the ball out of my hand, to be honest. No matter, even if I was dropping it, I'd be missing the whole time. It was very frustrating.
Clearly, it's clicked with you and you're starting to enjoy it now.
I think I enjoyed it even from the beginning. Like, if I didn't have any enjoyment, I wouldn't have kept up with the sport for so long, even at the beginning. But...
So in your category, you are number one in Ireland, and that's not a boast, that's a fact.
Yes, yeah. Yes, based
it's a nice, on... a nice feeling to have.
It is, and I'm trying not to let it get to my head.
So will you keep at it now, or what is the ambition for you with tennis?
The ambition is to hopefully be world champion in it. That's the highest, I think, so I'm going to aim as high as possible.
Well, your coach, Jean Barr, is here as well. Jean, this has been a pretty fast journey for you and for Stuart.
It definitely has. When we're not even a year and a half, I think, doing blind tennis. I started last September in 2017 after Alwyn, who is the RDO for Enjoy Tennis in Connacht, started, funded by Shane Hayes, a 6-week taster programme. And I came along to see, could I help and could I coach it? And I was absolutely hooked from the start. Stuart, of course, is inspirational because he has a real can-do attitude. Nothing fazes him. I don't think he ever said, I can't do that or I won't do that. I had to adjust and I had to adapt from being used to coaching junior squads and tennis here at Sligo Tennis Club. So much of mine was dependent on a visual and kids looking at what you were demonstrating and what you were doing and showing. So I had to change and find a whole new range of vocabulary to describe tennis to Stuart, who had never seen a game of tennis in his life. He had never seen a tennis court, had no idea of the rules of tennis.
Sport completely off my radar. Not even.
Yes, you've never seen what tennis looks like.
No, I've never even looked into the rules. I wouldn't have even listened to any sport about tennis players or anything. It was just something that I would never have had any interest in whatsoever.
So, Jean, that would have presented real coaching skill challenges for you as well as for the player.
Absolutely. That by itself was a challenge, but then you have to change from saying, keep your eye on the ball, to listening, and we had to adapt. It took us time, and I think the reason we have been so successful is it's been a team effort between Stuart and myself, and Stuart's mum has been a valuable part of the team as well, because I see her as the link between my sight and Stuart's blindness, and I think that has helped how I describe and how I demonstrate. And we've got there.
We have.
So I use my eyes to line Stuart up for the serve. That would be one way. that we have adapted the serve. So we would use maybe an exact motion of him moving along the line and his feet to gain a parallel to the baseline. We use his front toe as the viewfinder, and then he lines up every link of his body. So we just work away at finding ways to do.
I noticed, Jean, you don't say too much. You don't have to say too much to him. I would have thought you have got to keep talking quite a bit. But apart from the initial instructions, it's quite quiet watching the two of you in action.
That's another name for blind tennis is sound tennis. So when they are playing, now we would never play outside. It's always played inside in Stuart's category B1. We would look for silence. Because they are listening to the ball and they're listening to the movement. All the instruction is given by me within a coaching, but once he goes on to court, I cannot give him any instruction. I'm not close to the court. There are volunteers that enable them to move around, even though Stuart doesn't need that. He has full movement on the court. So there, apart from the umpire, there is no instruction or help, just a guide as to where their ball, I might say 2 foot to the wrong court or outside of service box. That's the instruction that's given to them.
And I have to request that from the umpire. If I want clarification on how far out it's gone, I have to ask the umpire how far or what direction it's gone so I can adjust.
One important question I have to ask you. There are two types of tennis player in this world. Anyone who has watched it on television or listened to it on the radio. There are the polite tennis players on court who shake hands at the end of the match. And then there are the tennis players who lose their temper from time to time, like John McEnroe and different people. Which category do you fall into?
Oh, I'm a polite tennis player. I go up, I shake the hands, I put the hand around the shoulder. I do everything to be as friendly as possible.